News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Several SMA infant formula and follow-on formula products have been recalled due to the possible presence of the toxin cerulide. And for more on this, I am joined by Dr. Michelle Moynihan, Director of Audit, Incidents and Investigations at the Food Safety Authority of Ireland. Good morning to you, Michelle. Please explain for people what exactly the issue is here, because this is the kind of thing that terrifies parents.
Well, good morning, Ciara, and thank you for having me on. Yesterday, the Food Safety Authority of Ireland was notified by Nestle that they were undertaking a voluntary recall of specific batches of its SMA infant formula and follow-on formula. And this was due to the potential presence of cerulide, which is a toxin that's produced by some strains of a bacteria known as Bacillus cereus. Now, that toxin, when it's produced and formed in food, can cause food poisoning, but Nestle have informed us that this is a precautionary measure being undertaken by them in the interests of public health. So we're reporting on our website the batch codes, the products affected and the expiry dates of the particular SMA infant formula and follow-on formula products that are being recalled by Nestle in relation to this issue. It's important to note, Ciara, that there's been no reports of illness to date associated with this, but we are advising parents, guardians and caregivers who have the recalled products at home not to give them to their infant or young child, to look at our website, check and see if you have the affected batches. If you do, stop using them. If your child, your infant or young child has no symptoms and is feeling well, then you don't need to take any further action. However, if you have any concerns at all in relation to your infant or young child, then you should contact your healthcare professional. Usually this toxin can, onset of illness can occur within about 5 hours of consuming affected product, and it can cause nausea and severe vomiting, but it usually runs its course within about 6 to 24 hours. So relatively short-lived if people are concerned, but they should seek advice from their healthcare professional if they are.
Okay, so to be very clear, these products will already be gone from supermarket shelves, is that right?
No, they were being removed from supermarket shelves yesterday when Nestle contacted both the Food Safety Authority and the retailers, the customers that have got these products in stock. They're being removed from shelves. They were removed yesterday. They'll continue to be removed and quarantined and taken out of the food supply chain.
So it's unlikely that you're going to buy these if you haven't bought them already. So where people are going to come across this is in their cupboard because they've already bought them. Is that what we're saying?
That's correct. And when you go into your supermarket or your shop or your pharmacy where you may have purchased it, you'll see point of sale notices on display explaining the exact same information, the affected products, and that you're not to give them to your child or young infant.
Okay, so for parents, what they need to do is if they have SMA products in their kitchen cupboard, they need to go and check the batch numbers, the expiry dates, etc., and see. And that's all on your website,
FSAI.ie, or it's on nestle.co.uk's website. They have a specific contact number for Ireland. I'll just give it out. It's 1-800-931-832, or you can contact them through their website, nestle.co.uk/get in touch. There's the specific names of the products, they all have different names, but a 10-digit batch code, each beginning with the number 5, and expiry dates are all listed on both our website, FSAI.ie,
and lastly, food poisoning with this cerulide, this bacterial toxin, it's not fatal, it's not life-threatening, it is a nasty bug, but you will know because your child is likely to start showing symptoms, vomiting, etc., within about 5 hours. So parents won't be under any illusion about whether or not this is happening. But it's just one of those things that you'll bring your child to the doctor or you'll bring your child to the emergency department, but it will all be okay. Can we reassure parents of that?
Yeah, I suppose it'll be a relatively short-lived illness. But we have no reports of illness today. It will obviously be distressing for parents or caregivers and for the infant or young child themselves. But it is relatively short-lived. We have no reports of illness to date. And I suppose the important advice this morning is to, if you have any Nestle SMA infant formula or follow-on formula at home, stop, look at our website, check that you don't have the affected batches. And if you have them, stop giving them immediately to your infant to your young child this morning and find an alternative.
Dr. Michelle Moynihan, Director of Audit Incidents and Investigation at the Food Safety Authority of Ireland. Thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.